Look at the birds in the air, Jesus says. Do you know the times that I have heeded that exhortation of Jesus the most is when I have been atop high elevations in our beautiful mountains in Virginia. Because I love to look at those large hawks gliding on the breeze, borne aloft by the air, symbols of freedom and lightness. Do you know atheist philosophers and those who are hostile to faith like to style Christianity as something that is oppressive, something that limits or even takes away our human freedom, something that binds us up, that can rob our lives of joy and spontaneity. But to them, and to anyone else who tends to think that way, Jesus simply says, look at the birds in the air. That is what loving my Father looks like. That is what it looks like to be devoted to my Father. And the only alternative to that, Jesus says, the only alternative is to serve mammon. Now, what is mammon? Mammon should not be understood as money or wealth or property in themselves. But mammon, rather, is the personification of any created thing in which we put our trust and that we serve. Mammon can best be understood in relation to its Aramaic root, amen. Amen, which means that which we believe to be certain, that which we believe can be counted on and perdures. So mammon is a proper noun. It is a competing deity to the living God. Someone to whom we can squander the emotions of our heart with the same intensity that the first commandment says is reserved to God alone. And the irony is, it's not belief in God that enslaves us. Mammon is the one who enslaves us, who fills our lives with anxiety and worry, and consumes our time. And Jesus tells us instead to love his Father, to put as much energy into the salvation of our souls as those who serve mammon give to things. A great example of that is the cultural phenomenon of QVC. A shopping network. What a concept. 24 hours of the day. At any point, I can flip on QVC and listen to a couple people talk for 20 to 30 minutes about one necklace. Really? You see, anxiety is not just about worrying. We can be anxious by the eagerness that we show something. We can be anxious by obsessing over things, by wishing for things, by solicitude over stuff. And then there's Jesus, who says, look at the birds in the air. Now, Jesus' proposition is that instead of seeking after mammon, we should seek after God's kingdom and his righteousness. Now, St. Paul gives us a great handy definition of the kingdom of God in Romans chapter 14, verse 17. There he says the kingdom of God does not mean food and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. A much better deal, I think, than enslavement to mammon. Now, actually, in point of fact, Jesus does want us to be anxious about what we shall wear, but not in the same sense that QVC does. Revelation chapter 19 tells us about the marriage of the Lamb, and that his bride, the church, has prepared herself by wearing fine linen, bright and pure. And if we read on in that text, St. John editorializes and says that the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints. That's what we should wear. St. Paul also tells us in the third chapter of Colossians that we should be anxious about wearing things like love, compassion, patience, kindness. And so, as our children discussed with us earlier, we are right before Lent. And on this day, just days away from Lent, Jesus calls us to a conversion of heart. To convert our energies, our solicitude, our anxiety, if you will, from serving mammon to seeking the Father's kingdom and his righteousness. To convert to trusting enough and being free enough to believe that our God cares for us and will provide our needs. To trust enough and to be free enough to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then, as far as all those other things go, to trust in a Father who cares for us. And to do what we can, but to trust in a Father who cares for us. Now, in doing so, Jesus is not discouraging work. He is not recommending for us a bohemian existence bordering on decadence. Jesus is the one whom St. Peter says in Acts chapter 10 is the one who went about doing good. Jesus was not lazy. But he just wants us to be free enough to seek first the kingdom of God and to be busy about that and to do what we can for the other things and trust in the Father. The conversion of heart that Jesus is calling us to is to turn and become like children if we want to enter the kingdom of heaven. Because babies do not worry about what they will eat or drink or wear. They abandon themselves with bold trust into the arms of someone whom they know will love them and provide those things for them. And so the conversion of heart that Jesus calls us to is to trust and love a God who assures us that he is like a mother who never forgets her baby. And in those beautiful words that the prophet gave us in our first reading, if we read on in that text, we hear God say these beautiful words, "Look, I have carved you in the palms of my hand." And so let us heed the words of our loving Jesus, who wants for us the enchanting beauty that attends poverty of spirit. You know that beatitude that we heard Jesus say at the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount a few weeks ago. Jesus wants for us that soaring freedom enjoyed by the children of God. Amen.
Amen.